Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Amen. Wow. It's time for an amazing part of the service. Where you are sitting, if you can't see me, please move forward. If there's an empty seat also in front of you, kindly move forward. If you can't see me or an empty seat in front of you, move forward. We are here for a blessing. Psalm 107 verse 20, David said, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them out of their distraction. This morning, the word of God has two assignments to do. Number one, to heal you. And number two, to deliver you. Within this week, you've been praying the Lord's Prayer, deliver us from the evil one. And I bet you, the word of God coming this morning is about to heal you. One. And number two, it's about to deliver you. Church, if you are ready, be on your feet. Let's welcome my pastor, your pastor, E.S. Joy. Put your hands together for the Lord. You can do it better. You can do it better.
Yeah. Oh, everybody shout, shout. He holds my life, sing it. He holds my life. Jesus, the man of Galilee, whether rain or shine, day or night.
Another Sunday. Thank you for bringing us together. I pray, oh God, that your word will be done, your word will be spoken, that our hearts will be receptive, that we'll leave here better than when we came. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. And you want to find that Bible and we want to make our confession. This is something that we do in this service. And we believe that as we are confessing, it is coming to pass. Hey, I say it is what? Coming to pass in our lives. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Wow. It's good to be in church. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the confession is a good confessional. Hey. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. What it says, what does it say you can do? All things. Yeah. The next time you are afraid because you have something to do that's frightening, remember this confession. Hallelujah. And this morning, I just want to thank you so much for all the birthday messages, prayers, celebrations. Thank you so much. If you've sent me a text, I haven't answered you. It's not because of lack of love. It's just that I can't keep up. So that's why I'm doing it from here. Amen. Amen. Beautiful. So I beg you, don't get offended. Somebody sent me a text one morning and said, this is my fourth text to you and you have not answered. Oh. And then I looked at the text. It was always on a day that, you know, like Christmas or happy birthday or mother. I mean, a day that others, are you there? So it's not anybody, it's not deliberate. It's a minute. All right. Beautiful. Well, film stars, we have to give you, thank you. Thank you for a wonderful performance this morning. Yeah. I think they summarized last week's preaching. I don't even have to go there again. Amen and amen. So God bless you guys. It's really a blessing. Beautiful. Now, this past week, we've been praying, and we have one more week to go. And this week is our last. Tell your neighbor, it's more intense than last week. Because it is a season of withdrawal. Amen. And this week, we're praying for 60 hours. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. That's 12 hours a day times 5 days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I have not lost my mind. I know that you work and I know that you do something. What is the use of the 60 hours? You create a time and depart. Are you there? So even as you are sitting there right now, make up your mind what you are going to do. Don't leave it for it to come and catch you. Are you there? If you work for yourself, this is the week that you say that I close early. Then I come and get this part. Or I start late so that I can be part of this. Are you there? This part, I'll try and do it this way. Hallelujah. First, tell neighbor, there is no time in this world that has the designation time for God. It's only what you will force and get. That's all. Yeah. Please ask your neighbor. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And at any hour that you choose between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., prayer will be being led here. Yeah, prayer will be being led here. Whatever you choose within that range. And I have to be honest with you that the reason why it's not 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. is because of you. This particular congregation is because of you. It's not because of the young hour, it's because of you. Because I figure you are working. So at least, Charlie, if I can maneuver those last 2 hours, are you getting it? Left to me, I'll do 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. together with the fast, just so that, yeah. Are you with me? But just to help you try and make it. Amen? You see that you're not minding me again, but we are still doing it. But do your best. Tell your neighbor, look, ask for prayer. If you don't force, it will not happen. Yeah. It will not happen. And you can force. You will be surprised at what will happen when you give God some time. I'll tell you a story from my own family. One time, a house of aunties. You see, these aunties had all been married at a point in their lives, and they all found themselves back in their father's house. But somewhere along the line, they all met the Lord in different places, and they were all self-employed. This one is a trader, this one is a seamstress, this one is a caterer. Do you get it? And they decided that Wednesday morning is for God. So every Wednesday morning, no matter whether your customer is screaming, from dawn, this will start around 4 and continue till around midday. And they will just be praying in the house. And one day, tell your neighbor, one day, hey, there was a very wild manifestation in the house. There was this room in the house that people couldn't sleep in. It used to be the room of one of the grandmothers. Then somebody who, just a relative who had come who was under training, she was sleeping there. And that morning, tell your neighbor, spirit to me. Hey, they were in the middle of the prayer. Then she started saying, okay, you have been worrying me, okay. The things they heard that morning. Now, these aunties, one was in Lighthouse, one was in Raya House, another was in ICGC. I mean, they went, everybody called their pastor. Everybody called their pastor. My husband, we were in Accra at the time, so he got a call. Oh, the pastors landed in the house. Hey, began to talk. Look. Okay, it's true. Hey, it's true. This one's marriage is true. I'm the one. Hey. They never knew. They never knew. But after that day, I say after that day, that was when their children began to marry, and after today they have stayed married. Yeah. They didn't know something was there. Are you getting it? I remember that they used to say that one of them, she was a very serious Christian. She was like, I don't even know why my marriage fought. Are you there? She never knew why. But that morning, hey, as the revelations were coming, and as the pastors landed, hey, are you there? They did what? They dealt with issues, Papa. They dealt with things they didn't know. But what I want you to know is that it was from that dedication to prayer. I believe that if they hadn't made that time, the answer today, they may not have gone. And their children may have walked in whatever curse was moving around. Are you with me? But by the grace of God, all the children are married, all of them. That's my husband's generation, all of them. Are you getting it? And they have stayed married. It's one thing to marry, it's another to stay married. Tell neighbor, it's another thing to stay married. All those of us who are married, we are smiling. We know what we are saying. It's one thing to marry. It's another thing to remain married. Hallelujah. Amen. So I want to encourage you, and that's why I'm encouraging you to just force. You see, and never feel guilty about something that's impossible. You should only feel guilty when you could have forced and you didn't. Uh-huh. So just force. Tell them, I'm going to force. I'm going to force. Yeah. That's why I'll never call you and say, how many hours did you do? Hey, please, I'm looking for myself. Hey, also, I'm coming to do mine. Hey, me, I've already looked inside. And said that this is what I'll be able to do. So when you come here and I'm not here, it's because it's not my shadow. Are you there? The one that's on my schedule, I will be here and I will pray more than I would normally have prayed in a given week. Hallelujah. And may the Lord answer us. Amen. Well, today and next week, Sunday, I'm going to be sharing some major blessings with you. And these major blessings, we are going to pray them through. Yes. You remember that we've been talking about curses, and we're saying that some of the curses, it's not every curse you can overturn. Because a curse that has landed, sometimes there's a reason. Ah, you're very quiet. Yeah. So sometimes it's a blessing that will override it. Yes. But let's go to Deuteronomy 30 and verse 19. Let's start there. I want to show you something. Something unbelievable. Tell your neighbor something unbelievable. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. Are you there? I've set before you blessing and cursing. You see, when you read the scripture in a certain way, right, you even wonder that, but who is going to choose a curse? I mean, who in his right mind? That's good, but who in his right mind? But the truth of the matter is that sometimes we choose the curse. Yes. Are you there? So, it's important to choose a blessing. And that's why I'm sharing these blessings with you. I know that I will not finish from the pulpit. But I can make you one promise. We're going to pray about a lot of things this week. Are you there? A whole lot of things. Every part of the day will have something. But because I know that many of you will not make it until the last quarter, I will put the prayer of the blessings in that quarter. Are you there? We'll pray about a lot of things. But so that if you don't come, it's you. It's not me. It's you. Amen. You see, because you need to seek for a blessing. And why am I teaching on it? Because many of us, we don't know what a blessing is. When I start reading it, you see that you don't know what a blessing is. In our poverty-stricken state, we think that the only blessing is money. That's one of the greatest mistakes you can ever make. Money. Money cannot be the only blessing. It is not possible. That's if it is even one of the blessings. Mercy. Hallelujah. So I want us to learn what a blessing is and choose blessings. Are you seeing it? Target blessings. Seek blessings. Amen. Oh. I don't know if it is the Hamatan weather that is. Listen, tell your neighbor, one of these days, we will tame this sand outside. We will tame it. We will tame it. You just hold on, okay? So don't worry. One of these days. Amen. You can be doing a lot of hard work, eh? How Hard work is different from the blessing. There are two different things. How many of you, you've worked before, but you feel that the what you got back for the work, it wasn't up to the effort that you put in? Yeah. I put in too much. I put in more. What is this? Small thing. That has come. Are you in the church? A blessing more important than your family background. Sometimes your family cannot help you. They love you, but they can't help you. Yeah. Just because the situation, the this, the that. Hey. Are you in the church? Yeah. So I want to share these blessings, and I want you, because these are blessings in the Bible. The last time I was sharing blessings with you, you couldn't even receive them. So it shows you that you're not even used to a certain something. You see? Are you there? So I want you to see that these are active blessings in the Bible. And I need to share them because you don't read your Bible much. Push your neighbor and say, neighbor, can you hear what they are saying to me? The first blessing I want to talk about this morning is the blessing of good company. You see that it's not money. Good company. Good company. Psalm 1 and verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. The Bible calls you blessed. Yeah. The Bible calls you blessed. Because if your friends are ungodly, it's like a curse to you. If your friends are people who mock and scorn, and some of you, your family members are like that. Yes. Are you there? So the Bible calls you blessed if you don't mingle with such people. Yeah. If you have bad company, it even invites evil spirits around you. Yes. It invites evil spirits to be comfortable where you are because of the kinds of things. So if you're in a place where the girls are talking about how they felt that married man and how they spoiled this one's mind, there are places like that. Yeah. There are demons at work there. There are demons at work there. And then you too, you have gone to add yourself. Eh? Whether you are doing some or not, you have associated, you have walked in the counsel of the ungodly. You see. So the Bible says that one of the things that is blessed is to have good company, good friends. You see, if you have a friend who can tell you that you are smelling it, it's a good friend. You may not be immediately happy with the friend. You know what I mean? It's a little embarrassing. It's a bit, but it shows something, because it takes something to say that. Most of us will do like we're not smelling. You have walked through town with your fly open. You meet us, we won't say anything. I'm just giving you light examples, but I think you understand what I'm trying to say. But somebody who tells you, the person has had to overcome their something. The person has thought that, if I don't say, who will say? People will be thinking, no, I shouldn't let my friend go like that. You see, and the Bible says you are a blessed person to have such friends. Some of you, the reason why you are not progressing is the company that you keep. Yes, yes. Some of you, the people that are around you, and you need to see it. You need to see it. Come from a house every day, they are castigating men of God. It's not a good place to be. Mocking the anointing. Hey, this prophet is this pastor, this. And you are there. You will not do well. And you will do well to just move away. Yeah, here they are. They say that we should leave our family. You'll be there saying things. One of my favorite aunts, when we joined Lighthouse, every time I met her, she had something to say. I just moved away. I didn't even notice that I'd moved away. I'd not seen her for some time, and I went to just visit out of respect. Then she said, hey, I can't believe that you have grown. Hey, I don't see you. You literally grew up in my house. And I just smiled. I said, oh, you know how life is. But the truth of the matter is that I don't plan to live with you. I can't be here with the things that you are saying about somebody who has changed my life for the positive. Every time, because she knew all of us. She knew our bishop, she knew his wife, and she used to speak in a certain way. So I cannot expose myself to that. And you are in your house every day. You don't know that is the reason why poverty has entered your house and it has come with its own chair. Are you there? So good company is a blessing. The kind of people who, there are some people when you even spend time with them, you feel lifted up. You feel encouraged. You feel that, oh, there's hope for tomorrow. You are a blessed person. You are a blessed person. I want you to ask you, as I'm sitting by you, am I blessed to be sitting by you or? I'm not sure. Some of you, the person you come and sit by, you'll be talking throughout the service. No wonder you're not blessed. You don't hear anything. You don't hear anything. If you have such a friend, the next time they open their mouth in the middle of the service, tell them, get thee behind me, Satan. You have been sent to ensure that I don't hear the word. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, if you are serious, otherwise, continue. Those of you with your area boys who are just moving around, doing something. That's the reason you are not prospering. Area boys who come, delegate, let's go and do this, let's go and do that. Area boys. You think you're the only people who know area boys? Oh. Every area has them. A few years ago, we were going through a certain area in Accra. That's where my husband grew up, you know. And as we moved through, we passed, and then he just said, I said, what? Do you know what the what was? Chale, the area boys from his time, they are now area men. They were sitting on the same wall, sitting on in the same place. Chale, area men. They have now grown to be area men. As they was, so they is. And you have made them your daily company. Every day they rubbish the things that are actually blessings to you that God has given to you. Let me move on. You see why I say you don't understand blessings. Number two, the blessing of being blessed in your country. The blessing of being blessed in your country. You didn't know it was a blessing. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 8. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou setteth thy hand to be, and he to unto, your hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which thy Lord giveth thee. In every nation there are some blessed people. I tell you, in every nation there are people who enjoy the nation. Hey, you are very quiet again. No problem. What you don't know is that the reason why people are seeking to relocate is because they are not blessed in the land where they are. So one of the blessings is to be in your land and be blessed. It's a blessing. You have no idea what it means to be living in somebody else's country. You don't know what it means. You do not know what it means. Hey, you are very quiet. You, as a believer, you see, we must be here and we are blessed to eat the good of our land. I have no plan to relocate anywhere. I have no plans at all. One of the things that brought me back to Ghana was what was going to happen to my children if I stayed where I was. They had already started. My oldest child was 5 and a half when we returned, and they had already started. And when we looked and said, he said, hey, this thing, we're out of here. We are out of here. However the nation is, we are going home. And God will prosper us there. Yeah. So as you are here as a Ghanaian, I thought you said you are blessed. Most of you only know that if you got a ticket and you go somewhere, then you are blessed. That's what you imagine. Tell anybody it's an imagination. In fact, I think we should do some homecoming. You invite our people who have gone out for them to come and tell you what's going on with them. Every day they are groaning. Every day. I said, every day they are groaning. You don't want us to go. Really? Who has come to tell me that they are going that I've said anything? I said, oh, God be with you. Bless you. I pray over you. Go. I know what you are going to meet over there. So the most blessed thing is to be in your home. Because it's your home. This is where you are from. And be blessed here. And when you decide to travel, it's a choice. I'm just going to go. And I'm not that I have to go. Hey. Are you there? Hey, the way you are looking at me this morning, I don't even know if it's my own congregation. You need to understand that there are people who are enjoying Ghana. And you need to make up your mind that you will be one of them. Share. I say you will be one of them. That you are a Ghanaian. How can you not eat the good of the land of Ghana? Hey man, this is our country. Is there good here? You have no idea what you are talking about. You don't know what you are talking about. I said there are some people who are blessed. They are living good in this nation in which we live in it. And the blessings of God can make us into one of them. I don't want to live in somebody else's land, though. You have no idea what it is like. Something very quiet for me. Have you ever woken up in Ghana and said that, hey, having gone to get my stay permit, they might drive me? Have you ever thought about it before? I tell you, there are people here, they don't have Ghana card. They don't have passport. They don't have birth certificate. They don't have any documentation showing that you are even a human being in the nation. And yet, just because it is your own country, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can go anywhere. You can climb on a trotro. You can climb on a bus. You can climb on an anywhere that you want to go because it is your land. But if you like, try it. Go somewhere and say that you don't have paper. Oh. Hey, are you in the church? One day, one of my sons, you see, normally the poorer the country, the wilder the cost of your residence permit. So, yeah, African country is very ridiculous. We don't know our own because we live here, so we don't need residence permits. We don't know. Uh-huh. Anyway, so the time had come for them to renew their papers and they had started the whole thing. And most of the time, as it is everywhere, you've got to find some agent who will help you and all of this and all of that. So they had submitted their this and that and that. They were expecting just to be called, come and get your extension. What should they hear? Not knowing that the guy who was working in his office, who was working for them, the guy had gone to do something, he had been arrested. Meanwhile, at least he should have been arrested before they paid. He had been arrested after. All of a sudden, it's like a whole mission. A whole mission. Charlie, they said, look, if they stop us on the road today, they'll arrest all of us. We'll be on the next flight to Ghana. Why? Because you are a foreigner. You are a what? Yeah, you're not doing any bad. But Ghana, you don't have birth certificate. You don't have Ghana card. Please, when you wake up after service and ask these 14, 15-year-olds, they have nothing to prove that they even exist. But they are here. Or you don't understand what I'm saying. Why? Because it's their country. It's not up for debate. Yeah, it's not contested. Wow. And I'm saying that is where you need to be blessed. So that you can own your blessings. You don't even have to contend about it. Who is coming to drive you out of the house? You say the house is your grandfather's house. Who's coming for it? Is it a blessing to be blessed in your nation? Yeah. And the pastor doesn't want us to travel. You've made a mistake. Actually, I want you to travel. The way you'll be grateful when you return. Hey, you said that sana Ghana, no. Oh. Sana is nice like that. You should be at the airport when some of those who've been away for 20 years, when they come, some of them, when they come off the plane, they'll kneel down and kiss the ground. And you don't understand. You don't understand what you have known. You don't understand. Yeah. You don't understand. We will eat the good of our land. Oh, some of you can't receive it. I said, we will eat the good of our land. Yeah, this is where I am from. I will eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. Amy, I want to travel. I haven't said don't travel. I said, but it is even the eating of the good of the land that will even help you to go and come. Yeah. Are you in the church? The next blessing, well, I'm just giving you a taste because we're going to be praying through some of these things during the week. The blessing of successful and safe journeys. Successful and safe. Some of you move around a lot, but it's not a successful journey. You are just moving. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 6. Blessed shalt thou be When thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. It's a blessing. Amen. It's a blessing to go and to come. Are you there? It's a blessing. Yeah. Sometimes people go. When they come, their body has come, but they have been robbed on the way. They came with nothing. You will not go in a seat and return in a coffin. Hey! Are you there? You see, I don't know. Sometimes I think that God and his mercy doesn't make us think much. Because if we thought, we can't ride some of our buses. You are sitting on the bus and you can see the road. Or you have not seen some before. When you through the bus. Not that you can see the road through the window, but through the bus. As you are going. As you are going, there's some. And you are looking, and it's actually the road that you are seeing. And the dust is even coming through. Yeah. Dangerous. Yeah. Some of the buses, they have not seen an oil change. 2 years. They've been topping up. They have not changed anything. The brakes, they have not changed the brake pad. A year. Reverse gear doesn't work. The brake, unless they pump. How many of us have been in a car? They have to pump the brake before. You see, some of you even think that that's how to stop a car. You think it's normal. You have seen it. You have seen it. You don't know that it's an. What a shock. But when we are blessed, we will go and we will come and we will go and we will come. Hundreds of times you go and you will come and you will go. And the journey that you went for, it will be successful. You will not get there. When you get there, they'll tell you, the man that you are coming to see, he has forgotten. He has traveled. Meanwhile, you have spent your 100 and how much going, and you spend it. I tell your neighbor, it shall not be my portion. It shall not be my portion. When I travel for a purpose, I will go and I will meet it. Some of you businessmen, you need to receive it in the name of Jesus. Because you have been chasing some contracts every day. You go, you come, you go, you today, excuse, we have not finished something. Hey! No. The blessing of God will make your journey fruitful. Hallelujah. Oh, are you there? Yeah. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. To go and to come. It's a blessing. You see, sometimes things happen and you don't know. You see, and you say, my believer is automatic. It is not automatic. It is not. I remember one Sunday morning. It printed on my mind. I will never forget it. Saturday night, I've forgotten what had happened somewhere. And a whole lot of pastors had gone for the program, not in our church only. I mean, other churches. And apparently when they were coming, they got somewhere to Kintampo. And the driver said, I'm feeling sleepy. I beg you, when a driver says they are sleepy, allow them to sleep. They said, we have to get to Tamale before Sunday morning. We have to this. So the driver didn't rest, even after declaring he was sleepy. So he drove. He drove through the night. Dawn! Around 4:30 a.m., he ran their bus direct into a stationary vehicle. We woke up with tears and wailing that Sunday morning. The number of churches who lost their pastors that dawn. They were men of God. They had gone to some program. You're not understanding what I'm saying to you. That's what I'm saying. You need a blessing. You need a blessing. If this blessing had been working, somebody would have told the others, people, let the man sleep and wake up. But it was not working. Push your neighbor and say, we have to go and come. And we must go and come safely. And our going and our come, it must be successful. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you enjoying the blessing? Now, there is one here direct. This one is a direct missile to business people. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 4. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 4. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, the fruit of thy ground. That's your business. The fruit of thy ground. You can even add the fruit of the cattle, the increase of your kind and flocks, because those things are somebody's business. Are you there? What somebody's doing to raise money. Hallelujah. Many businesses in Ghana are completely, absolutely, totally unprofitable. It's true or it's not true? There's no profit. We're interviewing some lady B in a certain country that begins with the letter of the alphabet. And they asked her that, okay, so from the business that she's doing, what's the profit that she gets? When the queen converted, it was $2 a year. Two. Another one said that every quarter her husband has to pump money in. Yeah. Many businesses that you see, the people are just occupied. It's not doing any profit. Yeah. It's not making any profit. The one who was saying $2 a year, she was frying buffalo. And I'm sure that, I mean, she fed her children from, you know, the buffalo. So that's all your profit gone. So at the end of the year, $2. What's $2? Our current rate, let's do 11. 22 Ghana cedis. The whole year. The whole year. Many businesses, you are just using it to cover your face. It's not making any profit at all. Push your neighbor and say, neighbor, you and I. Are you there? You are doing it just so that you are working. But after we go through this time of blessing and we pray down these blessings, it will be profitable. Your business will make a profit. Hallelujah. Are you there? Some of you, the money you are spending is your capital. You have others have your capital. No. But we're going to pray about it. Stop telling me about how the Ghana city is being. I don't know. That one, leave it for the business. Leave it for the prince of the power of the air. He's the one organizing those things. And let's go to our Lord with it and claim a blessing that my business, it will be profitable. Hallelujah. I said, it will be profitable. Amen. You look back and you see that from the business that I've done, this is what I've been able to do. It will be profitable. Is it a good prayer? Then put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. The next one. Oh, are you enjoying the... I'm going to end very soon. No, it's not because the apple is finished. The points are about 20. I don't aim to finish them. But I really aim that we'll finish them during the week. You know, we'll pray because I am determined that you will be blessed. Amen. One of the benefits of having the stage turned this way is that I don't see the empty car park. Because every time I see it, I say, oh Lord, people are walking. We need cars. We need a car problem where the cars are more than the parking space. And you will notice I'm not asking for a pragya. No. Pragya is fine, but that's not what I'm looking for you. I need you to have a car. Uh-huh. Why do I need you to have a car? Because it is more comfortable and it goes further. Ah, if you are sitting in a pragya, do you know what this dust today that is going, what it will do to you? Ah, but if you had your own car, you would just roll up your windows and you are in it. Oh. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The next one. The blessing of prosperity everywhere, no matter where. That's Deuteronomy 28 and verse 3. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Wow. You see, some people, it's only in town that you are okay. Some too, only in the village that you are okay. But by the grace, we are going to step into blessing. It doesn't matter where we are. Amen? That is why some of you, if right now you get a letter saying you are transferred from here to a certain part of the country, you say you won't go. And the reason is because you don't believe that blessing is going to follow you to that place. You feel that, oh, I have to be here, or I have to go to Accra. That's why many people go to Accra. And if you look well, many are not even blessed there. They are just harassed. Completely harassed. Recently, someone was telling me that when I go, they are going to pay me this. You see, when you come and tell me, I will never discourage you. But as he said it, I was laughing in my stomach. Why? Because I did a mental calculation. You don't know that your rent is what it's going to be. And you don't know that your transportation and your food and the traffic and are you in the church? But you see, there's a blessing that will come upon you. Doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter where you live. Yeah, I live for 15 years in Tamale. We are very, very blessed. You will not know that that's where we are. You will not know. And we are seeing that. What is that? You better check it out before you spoil our things. Hello. What were we talking about? City prosperity and village prosperity. We shall have all. Amen. I said we shall have all. Yeah. Oh, we're going to Tamale. It's like, hey, Charlie, these people. They have given away your lives. What are two professionals going to do in Tamale? But when a blessing is with you, you'll be blessed. And I'm saying that we are watching the same blessing being carried on to another generation. Our children are in the poorest nation in the world. Somebody was laughing recently, and the person told us that any list of poverty, however they calculate it, they are in the first five. It doesn't matter how it was calculated. Their country is in the first five. No matter the method, whatever they use. You see. But they are okay. They are not just okay. They are doing well. Hey, you are very quiet too. You see that you are quiet, but because you don't understand what I'm saying. Hey, the church has become quiet on me. Yeah. A very poor nation. And we are seeing the Lord doing the same thing over there. You see. And it's a blessing. It's not something that you can say that your wisdom or your effort or your something. It's just a blessing that God gives. No matter where. You see. So some of you, the Lord has given you a job in Asankaragua. And you are saying, what is there? Hey, I don't want to stay in a town. In fact, you don't hear the name, cry. You didn't hear it until today. You say, hey, how can I go? Tell your neighbor that whether Hamili or Asankaragua or Cape Coast or Elubu, I'll be blessed. I'll be blessed. I'll be blessed. Wherever. Yeah. I'm telling you something real. Yeah. You see, it's one of the things that stops people from going to certain places. Mm-hmm. The feeling that if I go to this place, and normally, if you live in a place that is forgive us, they call it the third world, you think that it's a sentence to some kind of want. But not when God is involved. Not when God is involved. Am I talking to people in the church? Are you understanding? Is it a good blessing? Is it a blessing that will do you some good? Let me read an example that our father has in his book, Neutralizing the Curse. Years ago, Europeans came to Africa and established mission posts there. They thrived in the villages and in the fields. In Ghana, they built churches, botanical gardens, golf courses, schools, and cemeteries. They lived there because they had the blessing of being blessed in the field. Yeah. And some of you are saying, but they came from abroad, they sent them money. It's not true. It's not true. It's not like today when you are sending somebody money, you just have to get the right bank. You send it today, they have it by this evening. In those days, it wasn't like that. Road safe was not there. Yeah. Most as they came, they knew that they would die here. And yet, God prospered them. Till today, when you see the buildings they built, you can see it. Hey, you are very quiet on me. The buildings that they built are still there. Still strong. Yeah. And they did well when they were here. They did things that we who live here, we've not been able to do. Hey. Until this blessing comes on us. Blessed in the city, blessed. They thrived. They were okay. You know what? They were coming from somewhere, so they should have actually not been okay. Because where they were coming from was more whatever than where they came to. It will be so with you. No matter where you go, you'll be okay. Yeah. No matter where you go, you'll be okay. Are you in the church? Please ask your neighbor, give me one place that you think that you would like to go. And tell that London is not inside. Outside Ghana is not inside. Somewhere inside Ghana. Where? So they should give you one inside Ghana and one outside Ghana, please. One inside, one outside. One inside, one outside. That's all he knows. His mind cannot think of another place. His mind can't even think of or consider another place. Yeah. You see. Don't force God into what you are thinking. Hey. He's trying to force God because that's all he knows. Yeah. Are you in the church? I'm ending with this testimony. There was a young man. He had just finished his WASI around the time when we met him. His father was a policeman, and his father had thought that he was going to get his son into the same whatever. And the guy had joined church. He'd been in church for a while. And my husband said, nah, being in the police, whatever, is not as it used to be. It used to be a very honorable place. Nah, dear. It has been worn down. So his father went to see. Nowadays, they are just your boys. They are here, people. We all don't respect them. It's just from full respect that we have been giving and all that. So my husband went to see his father. And the father said, oh, Bishop, okay, I release him into your hands. We're in Tamale at the time. Are you there? People don't associate Tamale with good things. They associate it with difficulty and hardship and a hot place. What again? Hamatan and... I mean, the Hamatan that you think is Hamatan is not Hamatan. You go and you feel what Hamatan is. And the heat that you think we are feeling is not heat. So people associate it with difficult things, you know. And this young man was there. My husband got him into something. You see, what we all didn't know at the time was that the guy was an A1 salesman. A1. And my husband at the time was working as a pharmacist. And they were trying to, you know, do some whatever there. And he got this boy into this thing. Hey, goodness. There's no target you can put that he cannot beat. Yes, there's no target that you can put. So when my husband was even, when we're even leaving the place, he stayed in the thing. You know, he's known in all the hospitals. Not just them, but all the hospitals in the north, they know him. And from, penniless WASI guy. Are you there? Penniless WASI guy. He has built houses. In the north, in the south. Have you seen that quiet? You are surprised, yeah. But when God blesses you, that's the reason why I'm telling you the story. Are you there? Yeah. Recently, we had some of our pastors, a young pastor from one of our branches. The person was going to get married in some Konabi in the Upper East, something. And I just called him. And I said, oh, you know, as they are going, I mean, you are going for a wedding, people need to be able to, oh, it's done. They were not moving in the kind of car you brought to church. It's a proper car. Tell you, a proper car over there. Proper car. It's a proper car. You see, I'm trying to show you something. The person has been blessed in the countryside. If he had said, no, I have to go to Accra. It was not his place. My prayer for you is that you find your place. That's all. That you find your place. You see. But when you finish finding your place, tell the Lord that add one more place to it for me. Yeah. I want to be blessed, whether I'm here or I'm over there or I'm in another place. I want to be blessed. And he will answer us this week. Do not miss the prayer time. Don't do your normal things. Yeah, but don't do your normal things. Don't do your normal things. No, don't do your normal things. Actually make a plan and decide I'm going to be here at this particular time. And may God meet us. And may he hear us in Jesus' name. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. This morning, this afternoon, you want to talk to the Lord for a few minutes. We're going to pray down a lot of blessings. You see, there are many blessings that you don't even know are blessings. Are you there? If I ask you, do you know the blessing of Dan? You'll be quiet. There's a blessing, the blessing of Dan. What was the blessing that was pronounced on Dan? I should read it for you. I have to read the scripture. Shabbaya. Change the song, please. It's not appropriate. I can see that the blessings are a lot. I'm just scrolling. Oh. Genesis 49, verse 17. I'm showing you the blessing of Dan. The blessing of Dan is the blessing of overpowering a superior enemy. Look at it. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path. An adder is a kind of snake that bites the horse's heel so that the rider shall fall backwards. You see, a horse is a formidable enemy. A horse can kill you with just one blow. Yes. And it has a rider on it. Can you see? And yet, God made Dan. He says, you'll be a serpent. You are just there. It's a tiny thing. Tiny, very, very. A horse wants to kill a snake. It's not hard. But it's the horse. Overcome the whole thing. Finish. That's the blessing of Dan. To overcome a superior enemy. You see. Are you there? So you can be working in a place. Somebody has meant you. Superior to you. And you are shivering. And then you ask for the blessing of Dan. Blessing to neutralize the enemy. Are you there? The blessings of Joseph. That one is 4-in-1. Oh, we shall pray it. It's 4-in-1. It's a 4-in-1 blessing. We are going to be a blessed church. I tell you. And this year is our year of blessings. Do you understand now that when you were thinking blessing is only money, you see that, hey, it's more. It's more. Lift up your two hands. Lift up your two hands. And say, Lord, don't let these blessings pass me by. Some of you must begin to ask for the blessing of good company. Good company. The kind of friends who take you to a good place. Oh, just begin to talk to the Lord for a few minutes. Talk to the Lord for a few minutes. Eprandole periante di manosia mahali mahando marimano masariande le periante I prandolo pe macheriana di monte ripaliante e blesse Lord masile prada filie maniande sprando macante di miante ma shonda la macine riada le pariana ne mosa reca ba Father, thank you so much for the blessings in your word. Thank you for a week that we have ahead of us to put time aside to talk to you about the various blessings. Lead us, O God. Help us to pick out the times, O God, and to be faithful to what you give us to do, that we'll be able to be part of this time. And may your blessings come upon us. Tenfold, hundredfold, more than we can carry. In the mighty name of Jesus. And all the saints shall say amen and amen. And as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, before you can even start talking to the Lord about blessing, you must be his. Jesus says that unless you are born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And you are here this morning, you cannot say for sure that you are born again, then it means it's time for you to give your life to Jesus. Doesn't matter how long you've been going to church or what you do in church, you have to give your life to Jesus. So as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you are here, you want to give your life to Jesus, just lift up your right hand. We're going to pray together a very simple, quick prayer. Because the Lord says that it's not enough to just believe. You must believe and you must confess him. So you are here, you are saying, I'm just not sure. I want you to come to me. I'm going to pray with you. Your heart is beating very fast. That's the Lord's way of telling you that you need to receive him. You need to receive him. You need to receive him. Step out of where you are and just come. It's a short prayer we will have together, but it will make the difference. Just come to me this morning. Let him have. Don't worry about your friend. Just take care of yourself. This is between you and Jesus. Just step out and come at this time. Just come. Just come. God bless you. Just come. Just come. You're not sure. If Jesus were to come now, you're not sure if you're going with him. Don't wait any longer. Just come. We're going to pray together. We're going to pray together. Hallelujah. You want to pray this prayer if you're standing here in front, and we can support them as we're in the congregation. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. Forgive me, Lord, for my sins. Please write my name in your book of life. Lord Jesus, from today, you are my Savior and you are my Lord. I thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen.
And amen. With all of me, I want to praise you.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIEDIASE. God richly bless you.